From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo, opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian or Russian, carried out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp close to the border with Turkey. At least 28 were killed and dozens wounded at the camp in the northern Idlib province, including women and children. Activists warn the number will likely rise. President Barack Obama's spokesman, Josh Earnest, said of the refugees that these individuals are in the most desperate situation imaginable, and there is no justification for carrying out military actions targeting them. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary congress to elect a new leader. Davutoğlu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones has more.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
This is VOA. North Korea is holding one of its biggest political meetings in decades in Pyongyang. The 7th Workers' Party Congress began Friday out of sight of foreign journalists. The United States is in close consultation with its Asian allies to monitor the situation on the peninsula. Washington is also anticipating the isolated government may take this occasion to launch a missile or conduct a nuclear test. A U.S. government spokesman says Pyongyang is currently feeling the impact of sanctions imposed last month for earlier missile-related violations. Mark Toner is a State Department spokesman.
We've already seen signs that these sanctions are having an effect, that the regime in North Korea is feeling the effects of these sanctions. But obviously, they have not done enough or taken enough concrete steps, really, to fulfill their commitments and their international obligations to denuclearize. So we're going to continue to look at ways that we can apply increased pressure on them at the same time as we ensure that the security of the peninsula is kept ironclad.
Pyongyang has carried out a few ballistic missile tests in recent months, as well as its 4th nuclear test in January. Washington has begun formal discussions with Seoul on potentially deploying a missile defense system in South Korea. Raging wildfires have forced record evacuations in Canada's Alberta province. Unseasonably hot weather and high winds have fueled the flames that started late Tuesday. Some of the nearly 50 fires are close to Canada's oil sands, the third largest oil reserves in the world. About 90,000 people have had to leave their homes. Zlatica Hoek has more.
Some evacuees are distressed about losing their possessions.
They didn't even let us take our things when we asked them, so we lost everything.
Others are happy to be alive.
Things happen. Weather changes, winds change. It's not going to get good. It's just time to leave.
An estimated 16,000 structures have been gutted by fire. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged citizens to stand together and promised federal help for Alberta. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Workers in Greece walked off their jobs Friday in protest of new tax and pension reforms being considered by the government that workers say will cut deeply into their incomes. The government's austerity measures are part of a multi-billion-dollar international bailout agreement. If the law is passed, Greece will raise its social security contribution requirements, increase the income tax on high-wage earners, and reset the national pension. For more on these and other top stories, log on to voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.